Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnayos to my Perek Hey Mishnah Yud Aleph and Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnayos are being learned by Schos Reb Shlomo Zalman Zugos Marziyot V'Chol Yitzchak Alotzeim. They should be gebetched with Asachat Slachan Siyat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Sela. And Mishnah Yud Aleph continues with talking about what we had started in Mishnah Yud, which is what happens when a person tries to take Truma or Maaser from something which is Chayv Midrabanan onto something which is Chayv Midaraisa or vice versa. Mishnah Yud Aleph tells us Tarmin Admaya Al Admaya. If a person takes Truma or Maaser off from something which is Demaya onto another pile which is Demaya or Midmaya Alavadai, he takes Truma or Maaser from something which is Demaya onto something which is vadai tavel, truma, it's valid truma, meaning it has to be given to a kohen. As we said previously, the reason why it has to be given to a kohen is because it looks like truma, people think it's truma, and therefore it's going to be considered a zilzal in truma if he doesn't give it to a kohen. However, yachsav yitrim, he has to take truma off again because it wasn't really valid truma. And the flip side, mena vadai al dmai, if he takes off from vadai onto dmai, something which is vadai tavel onto dmai, which is just a suffix, truma, it's valid truma, it has to be given to the kohen, and that which was given to the kohen is not allowed to be eaten by the kohen until it has truma and meister taken off of it, as we said in yesterday's Mishnayos. That's because this is still considered tevel. It wasn't valid truma, so that which was given to the kohen as truma is tevel and has to have truma meiser taken off of it. So moving on to Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Let's say you were a farmer, but you didn't own any land of your own, so you would rent land from someone else. How would you pay him? Two different ways. Either you would be an aris, usually translated as a sharecropper. A sharecropper would literally share the crops of the field by paying a percentage of the crops to the owner. It was usually a quarter, a third, or a half of the crops. Or you could be a chaycher. A chaycher pays a fixed amount of the produce as opposed to a percentage. So Mishnah Aleph now tells us, I'm Kabbalah Sadam Yisrael, someone who's Makabal a field for a Mayid, that means he was Makabal Ba'arisos, he's an aris, he pays a percentage of the crop, and this field is owned by a Yid, or a Menachir, a Kusi, it could be this field is owned by a Goyer from a Kusi. Yechalik Lefnehim, he just divides the produce in front of them, he doesn't have to take off any Trumas and Meisters before he gives them their share. This halacha is that the Chamim were lenient with sharecroppers and allowed them to give the required percentage to the owner without having to Meister it. Usually, we know that one is not allowed to give or sell produce that has been Meistered, but the Chamim realize that if we require the aris to meister the owner's share first, then people are going to refrain from becoming a risim in the first place. Eretz Yisrael won't be properly cultivated. There's going to be an aris crisis. All the magazines are going to write about it. It's going to be a big problem. Therefore, the Chum said that if you're an aris, you can just give the owner his share before meistering and before truming it. However, the Mishnah continues, if a person takes on a field b'chachiras and he does it from a Yisrael, which means he's paying a set amount, it's not a percentage, it's a set amount, he has to first take off truma and then he can give him his share. The difference between a chaycher and an aris is that when the field is ba'arisos, the owner's share is separated before the gairin, which is before it's chayv in truma. Whereas by chachiros, the owner's share is usually separated after the gairin, and it's already chayv in truma then. Now, Rabbi Huda says, Emasai, when is it the chaycher is able to give only truma and he doesn't have to give everything? That's bizman chanasan leima eisai sadim eisai min. If he gave him from the field that he had rented b'chachiros and from the type that he had agreed upon with the owner that he was going to plant. Avolim nasan leim isad achers oimin acher. But if he gave him from produce of a different field that he has, or from a different type of produce, if he planted something else other than that what was agreed upon previously, ma'aser v'naisen loy, he also has to take off ma'aser and then give it to him. The Chum were only lenient with the Chaycher, that he's able to get away with just taking off truma and then giving the portion to the owner if he kept to the agreement. But if he paid with something other than agreed upon, then he has to take off all the relevant trumas and ma'asers, and he's not able to get away just with taking off truma. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel with a similar discussion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.